Thank you once again, people, for joining to the podcast this week. Jesus, I'm glad for you, you know, come back in with you again. Today, what day? Today's the 12th of August, a fucking Wednesday. How y'all doing? Anyways, you know, we have a whole heap of things to talk about, definitely. We have to talk about Megan and Stallion WAP. We have to get into the video, of course, our reviews. We talk about like OnlyFans, like who done joined that? What's the purpose? And you know, is that the type of thing that you're into? And also, you know, just that I'm plenty more things we have to talk about. So, you know, just tune in and get back in. You know, of course, this is We Got Issues with my friend Shen and Shane. Thank you again for joining with us this week.
Hi.
Waiting on Shane as per usual. That's like the running joke.
Right. Like,
Shane. The grand always comes in and make a statement. Right? Shane.
Finally here.
Coming to steal the goddamn show.
Don't start with me. Please don't start with me. You're in a good mood. That way.
Ooh, yes, bitch. I'm in such a good mood. You know what it is when you haven't been home all fucking day? You know what? This like great sense of being relieved and free from like quote unquote prison where they feel like literally all day. You know the sense of freedom there? I'd enjoy them having right now. So I'm like in a very, very good mood. I don't know who else can relate, but bitch.
Say it in a prison?
I wouldn't necessarily say prison. For like the purpose of training, well, dear, like literally sit down one position, well, dear. Yeah, so like being at home in my own comfortable space immediately puts me in a good mood.
All right, girl. Yay to all the people who is getting jobs in the pandemic.
Wow.
And keeping them.
Right.
And keeping them. All right, so as I say, we did have a whole lot of things to tackle. Firstly, bitch, I'm even like really business about this, but for the purpose of other people's, let's enjoy one of Miley Cyrus and her new music video. When is the drop again, Shannon?
On the 14th of August, that's gonna be this coming Friday.
This coming Friday. Me personally, I don't know what the fuck me ever expect from Miley Cyrus at this point. Because, I mean, she is one of those girls that they love to evolve and they love to, like, change things up. So it's difficult to really figure out what she's going to come back with. I guess possibly she will continue on the vibe and the brand and the image from the EP she's coming. I'm guessing that's what she's going to do. But, I mean, who knows? It might switch up. So I'm kind of curious to see what she ever come back with. Because let's be honest, nothing Miley Cyrus has done since Bangers would be considered as a comeback. So I'm hoping that this upcoming album will be a comeback. That's all I have to say.
I agree with you. Bangers is her best work yet, to me, apart from her first album after Disney Channel. That was good too, but I didn't like the last album that she dropped. It was what I think I could compare it to Taylor Swift's current album, No. They were similar in a way, and a lot of people, let me correct myself, not a lot of people, but a lot of people of my generation does not take to those kind of music.
Really? Like
that. Unless they're high.
Because I vibe to it. I really did. There was a couple songs on there that I really vibed to. I guess the only one that I didn't like that much was the one with RuPaul. If we're talking about She's Coming EP, if that's the one that...
No, I'm talking about the album. The album.
Oh, the last
one. With Malibu and stuff like that. Not the EP. The EP was okay. The album.
Yes, my almost forgot about that. Like almost everybody.
I keep reminding you that there was an album before that EP. I have to keep reminding you. This is like the third time reminding you. The call before, I remind you.
Nobody remembers it. But it's Mama Wait Me.
I wonder why, though. I do. I remember it. I just don't like it like
Let
that.
Let me tell you.
I don't remember
Let me tell it you either. You see, if she did put the song where she did with Mark Ronson on that song, because she did a song with Mark Ronson. I can't remember. But it was kind of like a country EDM slash ballad that she did.
Mm-hmm.
And the video, I mean, I don't know if it, the video, she was like in a car for most of the video.
I think so. I think I remember.
I did really, really like that. The song really grew up on me. I feel like if that was on the album, maybe you would then get some momentum. But I never liked nothing from the album.
What do you think, Shane?
I have nothing to see where that child is concerned. But point, Shannon, please do remember that Robin and I are also from your generation.
Do you listen to Miley Cyrus?
Not since Disney Channel, child.
Okay, good job. So I spoke right then. And Miley and Robin, when you listen to Miley Cyrus that often, or the Taylor Swift last album the other day, is it you feel it more when you get high or when you're sober?
I feel Taylor Swift when I'm sober, actually.
You do?
With the album when she dropped, to me it was more so off the time where I was most receptive of the actual music. I find that those type of indie folk, kind of stripped down ballads that have like a deep meaning, I'm mostly receptive to them in like early mornings or early afternoon. So the time when we did listen to it initially, yeah, we did high, but we never did receive it. I wasn't being receptive of it. But like a couple days after, me try it again and I enjoy. There's a couple songs on there that I constantly listen over, either subconsciously or purposely. That's, you know, how much I like the album.
Okay, that's good.
So, do we want to talk about Cardi and Meg, or do we want to talk about Jules Santana?
You don't want to do that. Don't try to be shady now. I see the shade. I see the shade. So let me get into this, guys. Don't listen to him. He's a barb. And we all know the barbs on this call. So we know this podcast is
full. I'm ready to get into it.
So I'm basically, I'm mutual. Shane is mutual. Robin is a barb. Uh-huh. Point blank, period.
You are not mutual.
Think about it.
You are not mutual. Let me make this very clear for the audience. Shannon is a bardigan. Period. End of story.
What does that mean for the people who don't know this slang?
A stan, not even a fan, no. A delusional stan of Cardi B.
Oh my God.
I laugh in the face of danger.
Listen. This is no disrespect to Cardi B because I love that bitch to death. But point is, I don't fucking care for the fans because they're delusional.
Anyways,
Anyways, so it was everything that I was expecting. If you are a concert, you will not like the song. Do not listen to it. Do not go near it. Do not try to even play it. Because I realized from most of the feedback I saw on YouTube and the commentators on Instagram and stuff like that, most of the people who don't like the music video or don't care much for the song, apart from Barb, were conservative people. But if you are a party goer, a club goer, you're not conservative, you're open-minded, you enjoy all types of music, you enjoy visual, good visuals, then this song is definitely for you. And this song is climbing the charts real fast, and it's been doing real good in several countries. It was number one in the US, it was number one in Australia, it's still number one in Australia. It is climbing the Billboard charts right now, and it's been doing really, really, really well. A lot of our Jamaican artists also jump on the challenge that she started. We have Vybz Kartel, Aishana, we have
Moan jump on in. Spice Moan.
No. Spice is going to come with the same old thing, and I already know I don't want to hear her out there. But Aishana version is good. Vybz Kartel version is good. Safari was trending on number one with his remix, and yes, Safari is from Jamaica, and his remix version was trending at number one for 2 days, 2 whole days. Viola Davis had a remix version on the visual, and it was trending at number one. It had a whole lot of trends. A lot of people didn't care for a lot of people didn't care for Kylie being in the music video. I don't see why, though. I don't really care. They were like saying Kylie was the head madam or something like that, and then Megan and Cardi B was running around the house seeing what was going on. All of it was good. I love all the girls. I love all of the video, especially Sukiyana when she was doing all that shit. That was perfect. I love Narcotty. I love all of it. The barbs are just interrupting. I don't know why. But it was perfect. I give Cardi a thumbs up, 2 thumbs up. If I can put my toes up to, would be 4. And did a good job. She had Megan killed it. Okay, Robin, go ahead. I'm tired. Go ahead, Robin. Say what you gotta say.
This, see, Shane, this is how Shannon gets when he is mentioning or literally giving a sermon about Cardi B. Like,
No. I say this about Nicki. I say this about any good music video. You just like me to be on one side, and it's the side that you're on, which is Nicki Minaj.
No.
I think that
that's not even it.
I think that it does, but that's her personal thing. I love her music, but that's where it stops.
That's not even it, though. Like, literally, when you are talking Cardi B, I cannot interrupt. Like, I'm trying to, like, build a rapport, conversation.
Oh, no. You're trying to cut me off and tell me that you like this, you don't like that. And I know you too well to know that that's what you're doing.
What are you talking about? What am I doing?
You're cutting me off and tell me what your opinion is and what you think is bad and what you think is not, what was not worthy to be there and whatever. So I'm giving you the floor now to do that. Go ahead. What's your opinion on the music video and the song?
Oh my gosh. That is so natural. Now listen, the visual, amazing, stunning, superb, aesthetically pleasing. You know what I mean? I lived for the video. Like, I like the little dance scene when they hop together. That was cute. You know, like, I'm always surprised when we see Megan, you know, just boom, boom, kadam, kum, kum, kum in our choreo. It just seemed funny to me. Like, I'm always amazed every time we see her, you know, drop little choreo. But, you know, so that was cute. I lived for that. Of course, I lived for Mulatto, Ruby Rose, for the girl in here.
Normania.
Sukiana. And the Spanish bitch. What's your name?
I thought you called her name Rosalia.
Rosalia. Yes, that's Spanish bitch. Mm-hmm. All right. So listen, the whole situation surrounding Kylie, like, I definitely want to get into that. Megan, I, on one hand, like, I think why people was so adamant about getting her off, I think it speaks to what the video also is implying as well. You know what I mean?
I know, but I didn't see it that way until everybody was talking about it that way. Because I didn't see her as a madam. I saw her as a girl, mm-hmm. as one of the girls trying to find mm-hmm. her spot in our
movie. Yeah.
That's how I didn't see that she being a madam, a head madam at all until they start talking about it
way. I know what you mean. But, like, if you... Because, you know, I was high when I was watching this video.
Mm-hmm.
I was conscious enough to be able to really dissect the video and just think of, okay, what is this message supposed to mean? Because anytime you have a video, the visuals are always symbolic in a way to, you know, offer a particular message that is inscribed for you to understand. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, all right, so you have these visuals, you have these women, Cardi B, Megan, them end up in a brothel because that is the
right.
You know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
they're seeing all these things in these rooms. It's like, okay, this is it could be their first time, you know, and they're taking a view of the place to see what's going on in this fucking house. And yes, the way that what's her name, Kylie, was walking down the aisle, you know, strutting her shit, you know, bouncing her bosom, you know, snatched waist and all, like, it did seem as though this is my place, you know what I mean? Because that was the air of superiority. You know. That you got from Kylie. So, and it speaks to me, it speaks to the whole video on a whole, because, I mean, like, you have all these black girls in this females that are presented to be so. And then you have Kylie, that is a fucking white woman that seems superior in the video. So of course, the black woman the wrong way. You know what I mean? And people have dissected and say it has racial undertones to it. It can be easily read like that. If I'm able to read it like that, mirroring what other people have been saying, then it is enough to spark some type of controversy. And I don't know if that was intentional or not, but what happened. And I'm not even going to get into the lyrics because that's a whole different thing. You know what I mean? All in all, the video was aesthetically pleasing. I enjoyed it, actually. But the song is trash, bitch. Period.
Okay. We get you now. Shane, do you have anything to say? Did you watch the video at all?
What's your take? I must say, first of all, yes, I agree with you.
Finish.
Hold on. Robin, allow Shane to go. Please, allow somebody else to go. It's Shane time. Shane, go.
The video,
yes, you watched it.
Artistic. I loved everything about the video.
Mm-hmm.
The words. I'm not conservative at all, but the words needed help. They were mostly slutty, but I mm-hmm. understand the point that they were going. Because this is giving me the vibes of Moulin Rouge days when Christina, Pink, and all of those
people
together.
Yes. Really got the first
to that. It's just not as tasteful, I must say.
Right.
Overall, I will say, if I'm supposed to grade this, I would give it a solid B+. It was really well done.
Okay.
The problem with Kylie Jenner being there is they need help. Because first of all, this girl tries to necessarily be a part of the Black community and for the Black community. I understand people's whole feelings towards white people or Caucasian, if they want to put it in the right ethnical term, whatever.
She's not invited to the cookout.
Bitch, shut the fuck up and let Shane go. Oh my god, you're so bitter. But go ahead, Shane.
I must say, I really enjoyed the video. Overall, it was really well done. The words needed help, but it was really well done. I must say.
Okay, I have a question for you, Shane. Are you a Christian?
You ever so long to the Christian?
This is
okay. Hold on. Shane.
Conservative.
I didn't say ask you if you're conservative. I asked you if you were a Christian.
I don't know how to answer that. So we'll
start. Okay, Robin. So, Robin, are you a Christian?
Bitch, listen, those lyrics roll off of my blood clot tongue. Like, what the fuck?
That's not what he asked you. Please go back to what I was asking.
Robin, that's not what I asked you. Are you a Christian?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so we see where the division is. So, Shane, we accept your B+ as being non-conservative, but a Christian. And Robin, giving it a D+ or a D-, we'll work with that because he's
No, bitch. Let me give my own judging.
Okay, what do you score it?
And first of all, before we even move on, we need to complete my thoughts.
Because oh my god, we're going again.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Go ahead, Robin, complete your thoughts.
Yes, I was so underwhelmed with the song because, like, I read that the same producer who produced The Picking Head was going to be the one to also produce the song. So I don't know, maybe I had high expectations. I really, really envisioned turn up, pop pussy type of music, you know what I mean? And it was more low-key pop pussy type music, but in a slutty way, you know what I mean? That's what I got.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't
okay.
Wasn't what I was expecting. I was expecting it more turn up, but I did like the sample though. There's some hoes in the house. There's some hoes in the house. I don't mind the sample. Yeah.
Okay. But
that's just me. I was underwhelmed. B-.
Okay. Are you finished?
Yes.
Okay. So we're gonna move right along. So we realize that people of our generation and the next generation before us are taking to this app called OnlyFans. OnlyFans is an app that you subscribe to your favorite personality or the person you look up to, or it could even be a porn star because that's what most people gravitate to on OnlyFans, but it was not built for that. It was built for musicians to explore and give a teaser and a taste of what their music and their music videos would be like. But most people who gravitated to it first is on there now, which would be porn stars. And they are making a whole lot of money. Porn stars and influencers are the biggest people on there right now. And they're the only people, biggest people now. Musicians are now discovering what it is best for and is moving over to it now. I was advised by the New York Times, but unfortunately, the biggest platform for the distribution of porn is Twitter. And it's linked with Twitter, and the owner of it, OnlyFans app, is now saying that their revenue went up in the last 5 months or 6 months. Was it 6 months since the pandemic started in February? Their stock went up, their margin went up, the money that they're making on there went up because they only get 5% of whatever the person on there is making. They made in 4 months, they made $1 billion revenue in 4 months.
Ooh. That's a lot of money.
And everybody's on there. You can find your YouTuber, you can find your musician nowadays. Now everybody's realizing where the money's at and everybody's moving over to OnlyFans. Mm. I can list out a whole bunch of people that's on there, but I would want y'all to go over there, check it out, see what's going on over there. I would like to ask a really honest opinion with what's going on right now, this entire pandemic situation. Would you consider joining OnlyFans to make some money? And what would you do on there to make some money? I would start with Shane.
Definitely not.
Why?
I've always been a wallflower. I like not to be seen, much less heard. So, no.
Okay. So you're not like into voyeurism or like people watching you at that time of shit.
I guess I'm okay with those things. I don't even have a sex tape. Most people have video themselves.
Most people yourself. Why do you feel like most people do have a sex tape? Most people don't have a sex tape because I don't have one.
You've never video yourself having sex or masturbating?
No.
Well, you're one
have
of
the few. Have you?
You're one of the very few.
Have you, Shane? You said,
masturbating you said sex? No.
Go ahead, Robin. We're waiting. Have you, Robin?
Have I what?
Both.
I plead the fifth.
That's right. That's what America, I expected.
The fifth only goes for American citizens. While on trial.
And who says I'm not? And who says I'm not? Who says I'm not? Who says I'm not an American?
Compassport. What if your character in passport goes show me?
Anyway, Robin, what do you think? Would you join it? Would you explore what the options are on there?
Oh my gosh. Because I know that it is so much more than, you know, just porn. I literally would probably just join it for the porn. I really would, because realistically speaking, that's really where the revenue is.
And right now, yeah.
Right now, mm-hmm. Literally.
How much money would you spend on your porn star if you go over there and you see him or her?
Like, I mean, some of these, let me just see. Like, I wouldn't necessarily call them porn stars per se. I would just say,
what would you call them?
I call them OnlyFans porn stars because it's like they're like porn stars. That's
a OnlyFans porn star.
OnlyFans porn star. What's the difference between porn star and OnlyFans porn star?
To me, like when you're a porn star, like you're literally like signed to a porn star company or several porn star company.
But nobody contract anymore. Can artists be independent? So you're saying an artist has to sign to a record label to be a record of artist?
No, I'm categorizing them differently.
Oh, well, no, that does not cut it. That does not cut it.
That is
porn
what I'm
star. That star. Is you have a. The fans, so you're saying if only fans go away tomorrow, the porn stars are going to be gone? Hell no, because Twitter is alive and well.
Yeah, but like Twitter only has like, how are they? They're not monetizing anything from Twitter.
No, but they can ask them to PayPal me or Cash App me. That's what they used to do before OnlyFans.
I know.
I've known this because I've been on Twitter for years.
And Snapchat.
So I know what's always been going on over there.
I know. I watched.
So what are you saying?
I literally saw it trending to become this big thing.
Right, so I don't get what you're saying. They're a porn star. It's not an OnlyFans porn star. They're a porn star. Once you're going over there and doing porn, you are a porn star. You're just being independent about doing your porn star business.
And that's good, but I'm just saying,
right.
For me, I categorize them differently.
Okay, do you?
Those are like OnlyFans porn stars. That's what I call them. OnlyFans porn stars.
I get like, you. Do you, girl?
Enough of them subscription cheap. Like, literally ranging from like maybe like $3.
You literally way too much of a...
When it just started, it used to be $3. The most it goes down to now is $5. I've never seen it at $3 anymore. When was the last time you saw this?
Literally sometimes people are promoting OnlyFans saying like subscription for like $3. Like, I've seen
it. Yes, because listen, the only time this happens is when there is not a lot of revenue going in.
Exactly.
But once they're making revenue, so they are at $10, $20, $22, $25. Black, you know how much for Black China right now? $50. Safari's over there, $20. Cardi B, $50. Once you're subscribing to certain people, it's what it is. And most, if you want your revenue to be what it is, you gotta make a difference and try to do what you gotta do with your income.
Yeah.
As a porn star, remember, you don't have a regular 9-to-5, so you gotta do what you gotta do.
To me, for me to join OnlyFans, honestly, I don't necessarily would want to be doing porn. I would want to be someone who is established enough where I can have content for exclusive followers. That's what I want.
Like what exactly? What would be your content?
It would depend on what I'm into at that particular moment. Because, you know what I mean, like, as I'm saying, like, I want to be established, especially, I don't want to be established in, like,
Robin,
media.
Robin, that's a wide range of stuff. Establish what I'm into. You're not being specific. So, what are you saying? What would you go over there to do? You need to be more specific. I want to do fashion. I want to go over there and sing. I want to debut some stuff. I want to...
What if I establish myself as a public figure, right?
Okay.
Porn stars, public figures now?
No. Hold on. I'm waiting for him to finish. Go ahead, Robin.
I'm not talking about porn stars. I said I wouldn't want to go that road. But I'm saying like...
Yes.
Public figure, and I would team up with like brands and stuff like that, and maybe have a collection. And of course, I would, you know, have that content on my OnlyFans.
All right, nobody will be subscribing, maybe one or two, but nobody's gonna come over there for that. People go to OnlyFans right now to see somebody getting fucked, or somebody giving somebody some head, or somebody doing some nasty shit over there. Because that's what it was started on. But people only go over there to see what is already going to be over there. That's what they are going there for. Because they don't want to go to their favorite porn site or go to buy something else when they can go there and pay $5 and get it. So you're going to debut your fashion line over there is not going to work. Because they can't just wait until somebody go over there, record it on their phone and post it on YouTube and watch it.
But Shannon, you still have not given your insight. Would you join it?
Oh. would not join OnlyFans because of the basis of what it started on. But I think it is really good business for people who are in the adult film business. And I think that that's a good place to start your business if you are independent. I believe in stuff like that. Everybody watches porn. Anybody who says they don't watch porn, they're lying. Even if they're Christian, they are lying. Once they discover how to masturbate, they watch porn.
I know. But, Chyna, yeah. You make a good porn star.
I know. That's why I'm not going over there. Because I'm going to snatch a whole bunch of my toes away.
That's so funny.
I know you're trying to shade me, but I'm going to just fly right underneath that shade.
It's no shade.
And get...
It's
anyways.
It's no shade.
I hear you. Anyways, we want to just go ahead and move on to Joel Santana. Shane, what is your take on Joel Santana and what's going on?
Okay. So apparently, Mr. Meek Mills, according to TMZ, Mr. Meek Mill had some part to play in his release by connecting Kim Bella to this lovely lawyer that is not named. The lawyer basically got Jules off by him only serving 19 months of his 27 month drug, the sentence for a drug at the airport as well as gun possession. But he's out now getting to see his son and loving up on his wife. But overall, niggas shouldn't have gotten caught.
Shannon.
Yes.
Everything about Kimberly, I don't remember.
But when that girl dragged her across the floor with her vagina being out. I can't. I know. I
probably need to stop.
I can't with you.
But he is still.
I just know that that was what he was gonna say. Anyways, if y'all watched Love and Hip Hop New York, that's where they're both from. And there was this, why Robin is laughing and dying over there is because of this one scene where Kim Bella and what's that lady's name? Oh my god.
Oh shit. I can't remember my name right now.
She was on the last season, on season 10. She was this awful person that was picking with Yendi.
Chrissy.
So Chrissy and Kim Bella had a brawl. They were fighting. Who don't know what brawl is? Mm. And Chrissy dragged her across the floor, mopped her, and her vagina was all the way out. She was in no underwear, so everybody could have seen what her vagina was looking like. Who was there? Not on the TV, but she was there. And for years, it was a big thing. I didn't speak on it until 2010 when they apologized to each other and they made a better impression. And literally turn on Yendi. Kim Bella did that turn on Yendi. But yeah, that's none of my business. I drink the Kool-Aid. Refreshing. Anyway, Robin, what's your take on the whole Joel Santana situation?
Listen, like, I'm gonna like Joel Santana and Kim Bella.
Why do you laugh when that?
I need to get that vision out of my mind before my performance. Okay. I like Joel Santana and Kim Bella together, and honestly, like, I'm glad that he's out. And you can go take care of it. Well, if I'm sitting with this one, I'm glad.
Right. I think you have like 5 or 6 kids.
Yes.
Kimberly.
I'm breed up for the bloodline, man. Like,
and they weren't married. The only child that was born in wedlock was the last one. Continue.
Wow. It's like, as the short one has opened up one more time, and it's like, yeah.
I think they're all 2 years apart, too, you know? 2 or 3 years apart, all of them.
We just push them out one by one by one. Mama, I'm happy for them. They have a beautiful family. I'm glad they
right.
and it's running back.
Because,
like, them relationship is literally the strongest to me, all of my hip hop.
No. Remy Ma, Papoose, what? There's so many more. What's that? Yenny and her husband. What are you talking about? Don't get it twisted.
Mendeece.
There's a whole lot of relationship goals on Love and Hip Hop New York. Don't do that.
Where did I end be? Mr. Mendeece.
Right. Don't do that. There's a lot of... Anyways, before we get into the next topic, I wanted to bring this up, guys. I know we mentioned it before, but I just want to run it over with you guys and what your thoughts are on this. The Billboard situation with Beanie Man and Bouncy Killer, where they did not put them on the Billboard cover at all. But somebody photoshopped them onto the cover. And it was an entire thing. It was trending on Twitter for a couple of days. And it was an entire brawl on social media where Jamaicans were very upset at what Billboard did. The artists, most of the artists that was on the cover did not pull as much viewership as Bouncy Killer and Beanie Man pulled the virtual show. Brawl about the whole situation of them not making the cover of Billboard magazine issue September. What do you guys think about that?
Well, Iggy, like, I feel so insulted because facts are facts. Like, yes, people did them versus situation, but you never really get big until being a man and Bouncy Killer. Go panic to them, look at shenanigans. And go viral, you know, and then when, you know, when Jamaica took over a thing and it got viral, it got large. So, like, it was just like a goddamn insult. And I was offended, as many Jamaicans were, as many Jamaicans should be, because we
made
it versus what it eventually came to be. You know what I mean? We get the push there, we elevated it in a sense.
Okay. Shane, what is your take on that?
I have no clue what y'all talking about.
Anyways, I just wanted to go over that with you guys. All right, so last week we told you that we were going to do our top sections of music. Because I'm the only one that listens to reggae and dancehall, I'm just going to run off the top of my head the top five or the top three songs that is airplay, Billboard, and streets right now. So number one would be Yamabella by Chanel Muir, Coffee, Lockdown. That's a good track. Yeah, it is a good track. Chronix dropped something hot too. Dexter Dap dropped an entire album. It's really good. If you are into Dexter Dap like that, really good.
I might listen to it because I'm listening to the Popcorn Fix Tape, whatever I want.
The Popcorn.
Yes,
that was.
And I actually enjoyed.
Two music videos that was dropped recently from two Jamaican artists, which is Shensia and Jada Kingdom. They were rivals, but now they're best friends again, and they were friends before. But yeah, they had two trending music videos on YouTube.
Who knows?
So go ahead and check that out. That's my top five for reggae and dancehall in Jamaica. So we're going to go straight to... Huh?
Jada Kingdom and who?
Jada Kingdom and Shensia.
Oh, yes. It was so pointless, though.
So we're going to go into our Billboard top songs from the Billboard top charts for US and Canada. We're going to list all songs, and to the UK, I apologize for missing the UK. We're going to list all the songs that is on the list, and then we're going to pick our top 10 songs combined together with agreeance and disagree. If we agree, it's agree. If we disagree, it's a nah. No, we disagree. Okay. Robin, do you have the list up, or do you want me to run through them?
No, go ahead and throw them.
Okay, you guys hearing me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, so we have Beyonce, Black Pride. We have Joel, and I don't know how to say his name. Is it Nicki? Head and Heart, Harry Styles, Watermelon Sugar, Halle and Haley, Do It, Tipsy and Busy Boy, Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, Rain on Me, City Girls, and City Girls, Job, City Girls, and Doja Cat, Pussy Talk, Louis Cal, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Is it Calbonet? Before You Go, Flo Milli, Not Friendly, Nate Drew, Lighter, Pop Smoke, 50 Cent and Roddy Ricch, The Who, Lady Gaga and Blackpink, what is it called? Sugar?
Sour Sugar.
Sour Candy, sour. Sorry. Sour Candy, Cardi B and WAP, Aesop Ferg, Nicki Minaj, Move Your Hips, Summer Walker and One, T.Y., Sam Smith and Demi Lovato, I'm Ready, Young T, Heady One, is Don't Rush, Tina Shea, Rascal Superstar, Becky G, Man, and Zara Larsson, Love Me Land. All right, guys, let's go.
Honestly, y'all know I'm not a fan, but Black Parade kind of stands out the most to me.
Number one?
Yeah. That's.
I agree.
Robin, what say you?
Then number one.
Oh.
Really?
What would your...
You are disappointing me so bad.
I mean, I love the song. I love the song.
Number one, though.
I'm thinking about it.
Oh my God.
I'm thinking about it. Cause it's a little, you know what? Yes, yeah. Cause it's a bop. Yeah.
So, what was your first choice? What would have been your first choice?
He did not have any. Basically, I know that he did not have any. That is, he just knew what we were saying because he couldn't think of anything at the time.
That is not.
Moving on.
Number two.
Watermelon Sugar for me.
Number two for me, I was gonna say that, but then it's a good song, but it's not a good number two song.
Nah. What would your number two be?
My number two would be Sam Smith and Demi Lovato, I'm Ready.
Fair enough. I do love Demi.
So not Sam Smith?
No. Listen, like...
We know where I stand. I love Sam Smith's voice. I love Demi's voice more. But overall, y'all know where I stand, where this song did not need Demi necessarily. But I did love this song.
Right. Anyways, let's go. Robin, what do you think? No. What say you,
no,
Robin?
No. That song doesn't literally not on any of my playlists.
So that does not deserve a number two either. What's your number?
My number two would be Rain on Me, Gaga, Ariana Grande. For sure.
Okay.
For sure.
So, do you agree, Shane?
No.
Would you like to change the brain on me? You stick to what you have?
It's either between mine and or yours. I'm not...
Listen, I'm not... majority rules.
Okay.
So, what do you think, Shannon?
All right, between what you have and what Shane said, I would go with watermelon sugar. I'm sorry. So I would just give it to Harry. Because Harry Styles, to me, he had more depth in his song. I'm sorry, they were just two pop girls trying to sing about rain. All
right, well, Maggie, for the third spot then.
All right, what say you for the song?
I'm done.
Shane, go ahead. What say you for your third song?
Since Watermelon took it for me for second, of course Sam Smith would have been third. Sam Smith and Demi.
Okay, no, I need to pick between Sam Smith and Demi. Sam Smith and Lady Gaga. I'm sorry, Robin. It would have been Sam Smith. I have to listen.
You know what? You're not picking anymore. You tell me when you are picking for the goddamn fifth spot.
Why are you getting so vexing?
The fourth spot?
Robin.
So we're at number four, actually. Shane, what would your number four be?
I gotta give it to my dude Louis Capaldi before you go. I'm sorry.
What is your...
My number four spot would be Young T and Hedy One, Don't Rush. I think Don't Rush was a really good song. It was a TikTok song. It vibed on every social media.
Exactly. If it wasn't for TikTok, that song would still be unknown. Moving on.
Right, but TikTok came around and pushed it, so yeah, it's now there.
True.
So we have to look at the influence that it had over what came. So what say you, Robin, the icebreaker?
Don't rush. Hey.
What is
the challenge, you know? I didn't do it.
You did not? I didn't either. I did, but it wasn't for long. Yes, I did it with Adonis.
No, don't let them send to me, man.
Robin, you're number four.
Okay, or number five. What's your number five, Robin?
You tell me, what is your number fifth spot? Shannon?
All right. Number five would be
You know what? Maggie, number, I'm giving the number fifth spot to WAP. Okay? WAP.
I agree.
Yes.
What say you, Rob Shane?
I'm going for Joel Corey and Mineki.
No. You have you are all four of us already signed to WAP, so you lose.
WAP was by who again? I'm confused.
Cardi B and Megan. Sorry. 12 vote. Is number six, the number six spot. Who would you give?
I'm giving it Shane. Listen, Rain on Me, Gaga.
No, Shane, go ahead.
Chloe and Holly, do it.
Oh,
I agree.
Unanimously.
Chloe and Halle.
That was what, number six?
Yes.
That's number six, yeah.
Okay, number seven definitely has to go to Gaga, Rain on Me.
Why are you fighting for her like that? Oh my God.
She deserves to be on this list.
Shane, go ahead. What's your number seven?
Becky G, My Man.
Oh my God, I agree with you. I'm sorry, Robin. That just did not do it for me.
Y'all
right
have
there.
No taste. Y'all have no taste. No taste whatsoever.
Robin. Let, okay. Wait, Shannon, let me conject right there. Robin, not because they are both okay. A-list voices means that the song was a bop. It was a stop. It was not necessary. Okay.
Anyways, the number 8 spot, I'll give it to City Girls Dom.
Hell no.
Yes.
That was a really good song for me.
Yes. I don't need John.
All right, so City Girls Dom.
Yes. Fuck you, Shane.
City Girls will not make my list at all, sis. I will not vote for them at all for anything.
Fuck you, Shane.
Number 9. Robin, what do you say? What say you, Robin?
The number 9. Fine. I'm going to give it to Black Bat.
It was not Black Pink like that. It was Sour Candy.
It was Sour Candy. Yes, it was Sour Candy. But yes, I agree with you. That song deserves
of
that.
Of course. How you like that is a bop. My part was dun 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 dun. Yes, yes.
I agree. I would give How You Like That number 9. It actually should be.
All right, number.
The last
number one.
Spot.
10. Number 10.
Number 10.
Mine would definitely have to be Nate Dogg Lighter.
Who?
Nate Dogg Lighter.
Oh.
We know Robin.
No. I'm going to give it to
some trashy ass.
I want to give this to.
Can I say, I presume?
Tina Shea, Rascal. That's what you said,
no.
Robin. Who did you say?
I'm sorry.
Zara Larsson, yeah. Love Me Land.
That, nope, no, never. Go.
Shane, what say you, Shane?
Mine was live from
Shane,
the...
what say you? I'm sorry, Shane, I didn't listen, but. Zara Larsson, she killed that music video. I don't really love the song, but the music video was fire.
Music videos are always good.
Hold on, I don't want to be biased. So,
the remix is super dope. You need to get into the remix. It's really good. And the video is so crazy.
But I'm going to go with Shane here. He has good taste in music, and Nate is what I'll give to number 10. So,
It's so contemporary.
Like, all right, no. So the top 10 music guys that we have, and we'll be making a Spotify playlist, and you guys can go ahead and listen to it on Spotify, is number 1. This is our first list, and we'll be adding more music to it every week moving forward. Number 1 is Beyonce, Black Pride.
Really, Black Parade.
Number 2 is Harry Styles. Sorry, yeah, Black Parade. I apologize. Harry Styles, Watermelon.
Sugar.
Sugar. And Sam Smith and Demi Lovato, I'm Ready. Young T, Heady Boy. 1 is Don't Rush. Number 5 is Cardi B and Meg. Wap. Number 6 is Halle and Hailey. Do It. Becky G. Number 7, My Man. And number 8, City Girls Job. And number 9 is Lady Gaga, Blackpink, Sour Candy. Number 10 is Nate Dogg.
No, that was supposed to be Blackpink. How You Like That?
And we replaced with Sour Candy to put How You Like That.
Sour Candy, that's what it's called.
No, How You Like That was by Blackpink alone. Sour Candy was with Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga, right.
No, but we changed it. We said we would choose How You Like That, not Sour Candy.
Oh, my apology. I didn't get that.
So crazy tonight. Y'all hear that?
Yeah. That's what happens when you live in the ghetto.
Fuck you.
Oh, God, I was
that is not.
Oh my god. No, I can't with you.
If you live in a better situation, bitch, shut the fuck up. You have no reason to judge me at this point.
Ugh. Listen, you need to understand the difference between judging and facts.
Bitch, you live in a fucking halfway house. Okay.
Okay, guys. Now we're going to move on to our next topic. This is not what we signed up for. The next topic is going to be relationship and us, or relationship and red flags. So we're just going to continue on that. We wanted to touch on a really sensitive topic. Most of our listeners, I hope you guys are very open-minded. We are all open-minded here, and we like to discuss a lot of different topics. And under this topic, we want to touch on, should we as gay men afford the same opportunities for healthcare, relationship, and heterosexual? So, as heterosexuals would get. I wanted to start with Robin, because I know that Robin has a lot more to say. I think it's gone now, Robin. You can
wait. What?
I'm sorry. I think the bike is gone now, so you can start.
Bitch, I didn't hear what you just said.
Oh my god, I can't. Gonna agree with Shane. You need to go in the bathroom and lock yourself in or something. No, because
it's not that. Like I am locked in somewhere. I'm just like zoned. I just zoned out. I don't know what the fuck was that. Say it again.
Should we as gay men afford the same opportunities for healthcare, relationship, like heterosexual?
Of course, definitely. Listen, like, I feel like to deny, like, gay men healthcare is like a disservice to like humanity and like everything in general. Because you are essentially allowing people to die because of their orientation. And that is literally not going to solve any issues. Because I feel like it's going to make things worse, in my opinion. You know what I mean? Because it has the opportunity to have certain illnesses spread, develop. And you definitely might not know. Some shit can all evolve into some different type of shit and then spread to even something bigger. You never might know like what that thing can lead up to or escalate to. So on the bigger scheme, like, we definitely should get just as much healthcare as any. We're all human beings at the end of the day. And ultimately, we all have bloods, so like it seems wrong to me to like deny someone just because of their orientation. Like people get real. Like, this is 2020.
The only thing I have to say on what you just said, what does the year have to do with anything that people are doing to us? Like, this is what I don't understand when people say it's 2020, we're not supposed to be doing that. Mm-hmm. Well, that don't change the year. Their minds don't change when the years change. I always find that weird as hell. How would you say 2020 we should stop doing that? That doesn't mean our mindset changed. Our mind doesn't change because the years change. We're still the same set of people.
I get what you're saying, but I'm just saying, like, I feel like after so many goals that we've reached and surpassed, and bringing attention and representation and to fight for representation, you think that things would get better at this point, but
yikes, it's really not.
For real. Shane, what do you think?
So the topic is gays, but overall, I think it should necessarily be all humans should be entitled to the same healthcare.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. there's trans people out there who have problems too. So
Right.
Because remember, a point in time when Black people could not get the same healthcare benefits that white people were, well,
still not. Still happening.
Exactly now. My point. So you can't single out sexuality necessarily. You're just gonna be like, all humans deserve the same shit.
Right. I agree with you. I agree with you, and I started what you said. Mm-hmm. What I want to add to that is, I feel as people in a whole, as being a human being, we should look at people as people and not as a dollar or as a product or as what we think that they are, box or what we think they should be. I just think that it is... against your humanitarian or your whole soul. I think it should be against that, you standing toward not helping somebody when you know in your right you can help them but you choose not to. That's where it stands sometimes, and that's what I don't like. I remember when the pandemic just started and a whole lot of people were getting sick, and they were like, oh, you don't have healthcare here. Guess what? We're going to turn you away. You go home, try to help yourself, and if you die, you die. But the people, the wider people with healthcare and better health benefits, oh, you come in. We'll give you a ventilation pump, and you stay in the hospital for however long you want, because guess what? You are bringing in the revenue to us. And that just brought me back. This whole statement just brought me right back to that, where in fact a whole bunch of people started dying. And that's when they started to, we can't turn you guys back anymore because we realize too many Black people are dying now. So we have to take you in. I don't like it. I didn't like it at first. I don't like it. No, I never liked how they treated us on a whole, being gay, Black, white, yellow, I don't care. Yeah. Once you go into a field to help, you should help.
Exactly.
It don't matter who you are in that field to help. If you go in there and you're a Christian and it's against your Christian belief, do not go in there. Don't be a doctor. Don't be a lawyer. Because you cannot bring your beliefs into your workplace. Leave that at the door.
First,
so if you know that you are...
If somebody's going to use the Bible as a quotation to not do something, they really need to look within themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The church, because there's no point in that God tells you to kill somebody.
Well, I mean, people, a lot of different religions, does not have to be Christianity. Different religions have different statements or outcomes of what they want people to be or people to do. So I'm not just saying Christianity. I'm saying really just people on a whole. Because I know that some, I think it's Seventh-day Adventists, they cannot give blood.
Yeah, I think Jehovah's Witness does it as well.
Yeah, they cannot give blood. Jehovah's Witness, sorry, not Seventh-day Adventists. They cannot give blood. You cannot, if you're, even if your child is dying, you cannot give your child blood. You have to allow that child to die.
I understand their standpoint, though, I must say.
Right. Don't do it. Don't be a doctor. Don't be a lawyer. Don't be a person who is going to be able that you're not have to go into a field where you're going to have to help other people. Don't do it. Just leave it where it is and try to do something.
Going to be questioned.
Right. Just stay in a field where you know you, nobody has to bother you and you have to bother nobody.
Exactly.
Go be a scientist. Go be a whatever else that they stay in a in wherever. A call center or something. I don't know. Just don't be in big places where you know you're going to have to help other people. Because that's kind of stuff really pisses me off when I see stuff like that happening to people of color or people in general. That really hurts the nerves. Really,
of course, it bothers me because, you know, like, we're all strong Black Lives Matter, you know, movement people. And so, like, for me, anything that is being injustice to my own people, me definitely I gonna make sure say me protest to that to the fullest.
Of course, speak up and speak out
about it, and you know, don't forget the issues them where I go through, regardless, even in my own country. You know, say like the Jodine case, the girl, the blind girl we go missing. Yes, it just went cold. It went cold. Nobody remembered her. I don't even fucking remember her name. Like, I'm trying to remember, but I can't right now. And that's so bad. But that's, you know, how much, like, people just pass over it. Like, we need to, like...
That's sad. That's really sad.
Yeah, we need to, like, not forget these situations, because these are... It's very crucial that we bring attention to certain injustice, how Black women are being disproportionately marginalized as well as Black women.
Rihanna Taylor.
Every single day, disproportionately.
Right, I agree.
These things do not fly under the radar or go unseen.
I agree with you. I just think that we overlook when it comes to the female counterparts. I just feel like, okay, it's not a man, so we don't have to pay it a lot of attention. That's just how I think that our generation looks at things. It's not that important because it's a female. It's okay. Another female will be around the corner. That's how I think they think. But we need to realize that to populate the entire world, we need females to do that. And we can't just bypass and look pass over or look over certain things. It doesn't work like that. And that's not healthy for the next generation that's coming. So that's something I think we need to, as a generation, we need to fix. But anyways, Robin, I think this is the end of the podcast. Robin, do you want to close out?
Bitch, I can't find my fucking lighter.
Girl, you are something fucking else.
You wanna do you know the song to WAP, Shannon? You wanna sing us a little something something, Miss Barty Gang?
I love you guys. It's been a good episode this week. And I want y'all to go check out Cardi B's new music video and song. It's called WAP, WAP. And I think you guys would love it. Go enjoy it, guys.
Hasta la vista, people. Laters.